Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday afternoon. Noon hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Get into an NFL no huddle in just a couple of minutes. Another tight end got a whole bunch of money.
Ooh.
We'll talk about that. NBA playoff conversation in 20 minutes. Just an absolute embarrassment last night as the Cavs beat the Heat by 55 points. I mean, just, you know, I don't know. Anyway, we'll get to that and the games tonight as well. Also, there was a really good game last night between the Rockets and the Warriors, and then we will get to the back page with Bo.
Andy, I got to get us the City Boys. I got to get us another win, okay? Because we win whenever we get something right and our wife don't, right?
Yep. How are we doing?
So can you return something without a receipt if they have your credit card information that you pay for the thing?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm trying to tell her this because what happened was
Depends on where, probably, but I think so.
Friday night, okay, we were all hanging out, getting ready for the party the next day, and I had my iPad. I was watching a game or something out there and bashing. Everybody was running around, so it started raining. So I'm like, okay, let me get them in the house and everything. And I left my damn iPad on the table outside.
Pulled an old brick.
Yes. It rains on the and I'm like in the house. I'm like, where's my iPad? It's outside getting rained on and everything like that. All right, so bring it in the house bunk, and it won't charge. And it's saying it got water damage and all this stuff. So I'm just
brutal.
Goodness gracious. So I said, I wait to say, you know what I did? I put it in a Ziploc bag, one of them big Ziploc bags with rice in it.
With some rice, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I thought that worked.
Yeah, well, it's at least a good strategy.
Yeah, I thought it would work. All right, so then let's let it stay overnight. Saturday, wake up, try to plug it in. It will not charge. And then all day Sunday, went charged. So, like, okay, I got to get me a new iPad. So, I was like, I'll be back. I'm going to get me a new iPad. I'll be right back. So, I went, go buy the iPad. I got the receipt and everything, but I put the receipt in the bag with the iPad. I took it out, and I think I threw the bag away.
Yeah.
But the receipt was in the bag.
Yeah, that happens.
And so, this morning, I just go look at my old iPad because I love this thing. And I plug it in, and I'll be damned if it don't charge.
Finally dried out, huh?
Yes, it dried out, and it's charged. Okay. So, I'm telling my wife, I got to take the iPad back. No, I asked her, I said, can you take it back for me? And I gave the credit card and everything. She's like, well, where's the receipt? I said, I don't know if I have the receipt. And then I was like, well, they can look it up on my credit card, can't they? It's only a day and a half old.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, so I'm about to go win this argument bunk. So hopefully I'm right.
I'm pretty sure you're going to be.
I'm pretty sure they can find it with my credit card.
If you bought it from Costco, 100% you'd get your money back.
Right.
Like, without question. I don't know where you bought it from. So it might depend a little bit on that, but
I bought it at Walmart.
You should be fine.
You think so?
Yeah, you should be fine. I mean, you bought it with a credit card, and you're going to bring the credit card back.
Right.
You know, I mean, you're going to have proof that you did it, and it was 2 days ago. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not like you're trying to flip it for store credit or something.
No.
Walmart
store credit, Andy.
Yeah. Well, they sell Busch Light there.
Yeah, they do. They do. They're actually the closest vendor to my home.
they're actually one of the premier vendors of Busch Light, I think, in the country.
Yeah, man, because everywhere else.
I guarantee Walmart sells more Busch Light than any other store in the country.
I would probably think so, Buck. Yeah. I've given my fair share to the one over here off of Lawrenceville Highway.
They not only sell Busch Light, like the product, they also sell Busch Light accessories. Like, you can get a tank top, you can get a cowboy hat that says Busch Light on it.
Yes.
I think they had, like beach chairs. They got all kinds of flags. You can get any of the Busch Light accessories you might need. I got another City Boys win. I don't know if it's a male. It's not a man, but it's a male. A male guinea pig named Randy broke into the female only enclosure and impregnated 100 of them.
Hell yeah, Randy.
So there you go. So City Boys are up times two today.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I thought you'd like that.
Hell yeah, Randy. Randy right there. Drop it. Oh, ooh,
holding it down for his namesake.
Yeah, man. Dropping it.
Male guinea pig named Randy broke into the female-only enclosure and impregnated 100 of them.
Damn,
how
dog!
How many do you think there were? Were there 100 of them? Or was he picky? Like, did he leave 200 behind? Like, what was he doing?
He is a pimp. That's all I know.
That's why we played the 50 Cent song.
Randy must have been like the pimp guinea pig.
Guinea pimp is what he is.
Guinea pimp, that's what he is. A guinea damn pimp. Like, come on over here, Shirley, Carol. I bet he was singing that. So I bet he was singing DMX song to her.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
No, I'm serious. No, he was singing. No, he was like DMX. It was Linda Felicia.
Or Pete Pablo.
Yeah, he would take it down them damn guinea pigs. I like it. Hey, Red, you all right with me?
There we go.
That ain't yours now, so don't be leaving them.
Yeah, you got to take care of them.
You got to take care of them now,
that's
Randy.
Part of it.
Yeah, you got to take care of Randy.
All right, let's get to an NFL.
They triple the population of guinea pigs.
Let's get to an NFL now. Congratulations to George Kittle, 49ers tight end. Agrees to a new 4-year contract extension worth $76.4 million. I mean, this felt like kind of a no-brainer. I know he was kind of going back and forth with them. He didn't show up to the off-season workout program, whatever. I mean, it's so early in the off-season, but good for him, good for them. Seems like the right thing to do.
Yeah. I mean, good for him. He 19.1. He just now is the highest paid tight end in ball by $100,000, like as these dudes like to do nowadays, which is so cool. Uh-huh. But yeah, he is. He's a premier player at that position. Hell, no, he's a premier player in the league. George Kittle's a bad somebody, man. Tough, rugged, catches the ball, blocks his ass off, just everything that you want in a football player. And so, you know, now does that? What does that do? I mean, if you're gonna re-sign him, what does that do for Brock Purdy? Yep. I know they're still working on an extension for him. This lowers probably some stuff as far as trying to get it up under the 1 year manageable with as far as the cap, and then you go from there. But yeah, good for George, man. Good for George. I know he wants to be there now. I thought there was a possibility that he was going to ask, because he's a Nashville guy, would he ask to go to the Tennessee Titans? But you would think they look like they might be trying to rebuild, but they did say they bring a big Trent back. It was just the whole Debo thing, so you're everybody else, because they were so top heavy as far as money bunk.
Yeah.
Like, they couldn't pay everybody. What did they do with Christian McCaffrey? Well, they lost
a couple of the guys off the defense over the last couple of years, too.
Yeah.
Just because, win all those games with Purdy, they were able to pay everybody. And they pulled over the last couple of years, and then you know what it is. You just said his name. If McCaffrey's healthy, they're a championship game. If McCaffrey's hurt, they're not even in the playoffs. Like, that's how big of a deal it is to them, and I don't know if you can count on him being healthy going forward. It's a real crapshoot. Hey, the command. Good for DC. Like,
yeah, man, I saw that.
Good for Commanders. It's amazing the difference that ownership makes. Like, admitted, competent ownership can make. The Commanders have reached a new deal for a new stadium at the old RFK Stadium site, which is like the site of when they were the Redskins. Were really, yes, you know, three Super Bowls and really one of the great franchises, Joe Gibbs and all that. There's other details that are so, like, the owners are paying for like 80% of it, which is really nice. It's almost completely privately funded, which is great. They're going on the right. Dan Quinn is there at the absolute right time.
Yeah, man. And I mean, I think the biggest thing, I mean, because everybody knows, it's toxic, man. I played what came from Washington. They're like, man, it's different, you know, and it's all about, you know, trying to get that virus out of the league, man. And everybody was so sick of Dan Snyder, and finally they get him up out of it. You got some good leadership. That's a great fan base, great area of the country, great tradition as far as a football program. And now they're going to get a situation where they're going to – because their stadiums are crap. All right.
And it's not like RFK was some palace either.
RFK was a dump.
Yeah, it was like the worst
stadium
ever.
It was a dump. And then the one they're playing now – is a dump.
You know how many playoff games they've hosted at FedEx Field in the 25 years that it's existed?
One?
Four.
Oh, no, you know what? Tom Brady went there when RG3 got hurt against
RG3
Seattle.
RG3 game, yeah.
It was a couple of, okay. But no.
Last year they got one, right?
Oh, yeah, they did. Yeah, but no, that place is a dump.
It's a dump.
Yeah.
Good for them. All right, here's Ian Rappaport. Now that the dust has settled a little bit on the draft, and I think we can probably count the Browns out since they drafted two quarterbacks, signed Joe Flacco, have, you know what I mean? Felt like the Kirk Cousins possibility there, but they got a lot going on. Here's Ian Rappaport on what happens next for Kirk Cousins.
The more this goes, I kind of think he's going to be the Falcons' backup, which, like, there's no source on that because the Falcons have told us this from the beginning. It's just we kind of, like, just didn't believe them, it feels like. But I think, I mean, he's got family in Atlanta. I believe his kids have grandparents in Atlanta. I think it's his wife's family, but I'm not sure. But anyway, he's got family in Atlanta. He's got no trade clause. I'm not sure he's going to go anywhere unless, like, something crazy happens where he would be able to go be the starter.
Seems like only one, well, I guess two possibilities, Atlanta being the one of them. It seems like only one kind of real logical landing spot now after the draft, given what other teams did.
Right.
Pittsburgh.
Yeah, or right? And you include this spot here. Yeah,
Pittsburgh or Atlanta.
Or he waits till somebody gets hurt.
Right.
I think that's. I mean, right now that to me that just seems like you know it's one of those things where when and it usually happens this way, Bunk, when they get on the grass. And what I mean by that is, how do the OTAs and stuff look as far as who's at quarterback for this team, Mason Rudolph? And
yeah, wouldn't you think that the Steelers would want to get the guy who's going to start for them in there, whether it's Aaron Rodgers or Kirk? Or,
yeah, and that's what I'm saying.
If you look at going with Mason Rudolph and those guys, which is not a good plan, but like, at least know.
Yeah, that's what I said. When, you know, when they get on the grass, OTAs, maybe mini camp, they look at it like, oh, hell.
They need to see him in person again before they know.
Sometimes, man. Sometimes it works like that,
but
man.
He played there. They've already seen him in person.
I know, man. But I mean, sometimes it's just like that, dog. And I couldn't tell you, like, what they're waiting on, because you would think, we got Mason Rudolph as our starter. Right now he's a starter.
He is. And they drafted Will Howard in the sixth round, and they have Skylar Thompson.
Yeah, and they keep on saying they're comfortable because they've had Mason Rudolph in the building.
That would be the thing that makes me uncomfortable.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, I can't never take nobody serious when you let a man beat you with your own helmet.
Yeah.
I don't care if it is Myles Garrett.
It is, but still, that's a big strike against you. Yeah. You know, people have come back. Like, Geno came back from getting his jaw broken by his teammate. We never thought we'd have Geno back.
That is true.
But that is true. I don't think Mason can. I don't think Mason can do that because he's also not good. You know,
yeah,
not very good at quarterback.
But I mean, hey, he's never went into the season as a starter. That could be a confidence thing for him.
Could be.
Yeah, right.
Or maybe they could trade for Kirk Cousins.
Maybe.
Then they have.
I would love to see them trade for Kirk Cousins because I mean we ain't got to talk about him no more.
Oh, wouldn't that be great?
That'd be awesome.
Kirk and Arthur Smith.
We don't have to talk about him now.
I know, but
yeah,
I know we don't.
Yeah. But he hasn't forgotten to play football, as he like to always tell people.
Forgot last year for like a month.
Last year, to tell people that I'm kind of banged up. Might want to get somebody in here to give us a better chance of winning.
Okay.
Don't get me started, man.
No, see? I don't. See? Well, the six segment's over.
See you to Remy Hot.
We just had we had some new stuff. Ian Rappaport said that, and he's one of the insiders. It's not some outsider.
Just Remy Hot, yeah.
Well, good.
Yeah.
Gotta get you fired up, man. Fired up. We'll talk some NBA playoffs coming up next. The Heat are done. They got swept. They
Goodness
got beat by
gracious.
55 yesterday. Like, everyone in the whole organization should be ashamed of what happened yesterday. And then the Warriors and the Rockets were a really fun game again last night. Like, the whole series has been pretty
good. How the hell Draymond just keeps standing games?
We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Noon hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Back page with Bo coming up in about 20 minutes from right now. An interesting deadline coming up on Thursday to keep an eye on. The May 1st deadline is the day that teams can extend the fifth-year option from the 2022 draft.
Why was I just about to say that to you?
Were you really?
Yes, I was just about to ask you about that.
Mind meld.
Yeah, I was just about to ask you about that because obviously the Drake London is the name you're talking referring
right.
to, and yeah, they have not picked it up. I know I saw something about Big Jarvis Davis up there. They wanted to see him. You know, how he came into the offseason. Jordan Davis, thank you very much.
I was going to say, Jarvis Davis has had his option picked up a long time
ago.
Yeah.
But no, I think that, that's crazy that we were just thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
But they'll pick it up.
They either will or
they're going to extension.
Or they'll extend him, right? Yeah. I think those are the options because he's the only guy of the top 10 draft picks from that year that hasn't either gotten his fifth year picked up or declined because a couple of those guys have gotten their fifth year declined as well. But everybody else has gotten theirs picked up or, in the case of Derek Stingley, got a contract extension.
If I'm the Falcons, I extend him.
I would extend him, too. That's exactly what I would do. Now Abe's furious because he wanted us to do this as a topic tomorrow, but we're teasing it, Abe. We'll do it more deeply tomorrow.
Did that head pop around that
damn, he already stood up because he didn't want – he was like, don't even mention it. I was like, well, I have to mention it. I want the listeners to be informed that the deadline is Thursday. They might not know that. Like, there's people driving around thinking Drake London's signed up forever. No, I mean.
And we got plenty of meat on this bone, Abe.
His bones are meaty. All right?
I can see that face.
I know. He's just like, why are you guys doing this? Because it's interesting. It's interesting. Yeah, but anyway, that's the
deadline. I was going to ask. I don't even see Abe, but I was just about to ask you this, too.
Yeah,
so,
yep.
The deadline, it would have got out of Abe.
It was happening anyway, Abe. The toothpaste is out of the tube, as they say.
Here's the funny thing. I had full confidence that Bunk would keep it just enough to where it'd still be a segment tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And then Randy came in
with the great point,
with extra thoughts.
I know,
and
with
I'm like,
a really
well,
good point.
There it goes.
Damn it, Randy.
I don't disagree with anything you said, but I'm just.
You always count on Randy to make the segment better. Isn't that terrible?
It's
guess
work.
What? Guess what? Enjoy repeating yourselves at 11:40.
Exactly. Exactly.
We didn't even say that much about it. We'll do more of it tomorrow. I'm just saying the deadline is Thursday to pick up the fifth-year option on Drake London. The thing that's going to be annoying is when they do it at 2:15 today. That's what's going to be annoying. When they do it at 2:15 today, and then the breaking news happens. We only get bad breaking news.
Like, yes. People get fired.
People die or get fired. That's the breaking news we get on this show. We don't get contract extensions or big trades, fun stuff like that.
We got Rosario and Ian Anderson the other day.
That is true. We did get Rosario and Ian Anderson.
Yeah, but I'm looking around because the Chiefs have picked up the fifth-year options of McDuffie and
Karlaftis.
Yeah. Yes, yeah, so they're picking those up. I'm curious if they are. And I'm sorry, Abe, if they're working on an extension for tomorrow, but we can get to the NBA right now.
I think they are. Let's talk some NBA. Yeah. All right. You want to talk about the team that's done or talk about the series that's good?
Okay, this is the thing. All right.
Tell me what the thing is.
The Miami Heat, and you said it going to break. Everybody should be ashamed of themselves.
Yeah.
That, and it was crazy, Andy, because of the, and we talk about this all the time with Twitter, with teams' Twitter people who are the teams who runs the people's social media.
Oh, okay.
Right? Why would the Miami Heat team, social media team, put out the tweet at halftime, coming back from halftime?
I didn't see what it was.
They were down by 40 damn points, Monk.
What did they put? They
it said,
score out, or?
Second half about to start.
In case people didn't know.
With the score.
In case people didn't know.
Why in the hell would you do that?
Yeah, I don't know. There's got to be some sort of mandate. Like, there has to be. There has to be some sort of rule for how many tweets you have to send out per game, because you're right. To me, the strategy would be no tweet is the best tweet a lot of the time, especially at that time. Because all you're going to do now, they probably got a lot of engagement. They probably got a lot of angry Heat fans tweeting at the – because here's the other thing. What's worse, the Twitter account of the team tweeting out something ridiculous like that that everybody knows or maybe doesn't want to know in a bad moment, or the people that respond to the team's Twitter account as if they think Pat Riley is the one that tweeted it, and they're telling him what a bad job they're doing it, as if it's not some 26-year-old who's like the social media director or whatever who has nothing to do. Like, they yell at the social media account as if they're the general manager who's building the team. I don't know which one's worse.
I don't know, man, but that was completely an embarrassment what happened last night. It really, really was, man.
Yeah.
And something's got to change. And Pat Riley, I think he got one more big swing, and he better be swinging that damn bat up to Milwaukee.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think that's the one that makes the most sense. As much as I think Kevin Durant will be a big swing for someone this offseason, I don't think that makes sense for what the Heat need right now. I think Kevin Durant needs to go join up with those young guys in Houston and, mm-hmm. and help them out a little bit, because they had a tough one last night against Golden State. Yeah. Like, they played about as well as they can play. And they got the game the way they wanted it. It was as choppy and as grimy and as, like, slow it down, slugfest of a basketball game as you could want. And the Warriors still found a way to beat them. So they need a guy in crunch time. And Fred VanVleet played really well yesterday. And they've got some guys, but they don't have the guy. You know what I mean? That's what I would do if I was Houston. I would target KD.
I'm with you on there. I think, you know, because Jalen Green, as talented as he is, he's just not that guy.
No, he's really good, but
he's really good.
He's really inconsistent.
Yeah, I mean, 38, and then the rest of the time he scored 8, 9, 7 points, something like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but, I mean, give the Golden State Warriors credit, and give that damn Jimmy Butler credit. Jimmy was amazing last night. And you want to talk about toughness and everything, the free throws. And we talked when they first got him, because they were one of the worst free throw shooting teams because they don't get to the line a lot. Mm-hmm. Talking about the Warriors. And, I mean, he's brought that element to it.
The man shot 12 free throws last night.
And then I know it can seem like it's so minimum, but that damn game-winning rebound, how he skied and went and got that and everything like that. And they were able to, you know, that championship pedigree. Steph didn't have a great night.
Nope.
Draymond was out there beating up everybody. You know, and the biggest thing I love about Jimmy said about Dylan Brooks, I don't like him.
Yeah.
I don't like him.
It's pretty clear.
Pretty clear.
You watch the game. Pretty clear they don't like each other.
They don't like each other.
Yeah, Draymond doesn't like him. He doesn't like anybody. It's great. I love it. Like, that's the thing that I'm going to be sad about when this series ends is there's a genuine disdain between these two teams.
Yes.
Like, there's a lot of guys on both sides that do not like each other, and they're playing like it. And Jimmy and Dylan Brooks were going at it last night. Obviously, the Draymond stuff you're talking about in the second half of the game.
Got a flagrant and a tech.
Dude, Jimmy Butler.
And four fouls.
Jimmy Butler fouled Dylan Brooks so hard going to the rim last night after they had just been jawing back and forth for like 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And he kind of made a play at the ball. They didn't even look at it. Love that they're letting them play like this, too. Like, a lot of the playoff series have been allowed to play like this, which is you feel like you're talking out of both sides of your mouth when then you complain about the Tim Hardaway Jr. non-call at the end. Like, they haven't been calling it. They haven't been calling stuff like that all playoffs, kind of in every series for the most part, which we like. We like physical basketball. But, yeah, no, that's why you go out and get Jimmy, because Steph had the great game the other night when he had to and Jimmy couldn't go. He scored 35 or whatever, and they won the game. Last night, Steph has 17, but Jimmy's got 27, and they're playing such an interesting rotation right now, too. Like, obviously, the guys in the starting lineup, you know who they are, and Brandon Podziemski has been really good. Like, yes. He's playing such an important role for them, and kind of the Clay type. Him and Buddy Hield kind of split the Clay role a little bit. Neither one of them can defend like that, but you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's Quentin Post, it's Gary Payton, and it's Moses Moody off the bench, and that's pretty much it. It's a very different group than you're used to in Golden State, but with Jimmy there, I mean, they're really talented.
Yeah, man. I mean, you think, because he's been in such pressure moments, he's drug teams.
Yep.
Drug teams.
When you see what he meant to the Heat. Like,
yes.
I think that's the perfect comparison of last night is now Jimmy's in Golden State where they needed it desperately. He was great, and every little the rebound you talked about, obviously the points, the free throws, every little help they needed last night, he was there. Meanwhile, the team that he left lost by 55 and got swept out of the playoffs.
And the Hawks could have played.
You know what? I'm good. I did have that thought last night. I was like, that could have been us getting swept out of the first round of the playoffs.
Oh, the Hawks got beat by 52 points.
I agree. I agree. Now, is that a compliment?
I'm just saying.
I'm with you.
I'm just saying.
I don't think the Hawks would have beat the Cavs in any games, but I don't think that they would have gotten beat by 30 and 55 in games 3 and 4 to end
exactly.
the series.
No, they would not have.
At home.
Put a better effort. Miami's so ready to get down to the beach.
Who quit most? Was it Tyler Hero? Who had, 8 points last night? He was like 1 for 1,000.
Yeah.
Like, that was pretty good. Bam played okay last night.
Bam's the heart and soul of that team. But, yeah, that was one of the things where they knew they were never going to beat this team. Let's hurry up and get the hell out of here so we can get this offseason and put everything on the Godfather down there.
See
if he can convince somebody. Because that old throwing the rings on the table ain't working no more.
Yeah, I am interested to see what they do. I think that the Giannis offseason probably starts tonight. They play the Pacers. They're down 3-1. Everybody by now knows Dame Lillard ruptured his Achilles tendon. They were probably going to lose that series anyway. Now they're definitely going to lose that series. Probably comes to an end tonight. And who knows? This might be the last time Giannis plays for the Bucks. It was a great run. It was a great run.
It was, man. He got a championship. All those things, man. Championships, everything, man.
MVP, played there for 10 years. Best basketball they've had since what? Kareem? Pretty much.
I mean, they had some good teams with Ray Allen and Big Dog.
Yeah, they were all right.
They were all right.
But, did they even make an East Finals? Like,
no.
This is the best they've been in 50 years.
Yeah.
So they got that. And, I know probably cold comfort for Bucks fans that know they're going to lose Giannis. But that ends tonight. I think the Pistons stay alive tonight.
I think they stay alive tonight. They're in Madison Square Garden tonight, too.
Let me say it like this. If they stay alive tonight, that's going 7.
Yes.
Because they're going to win game 6 in Detroit if they win tonight.
Yes. No doubt about it.
You think the Celtics try enough tonight to win, or do the Magic get one more?
I think the Magic going to sneak one.
You think so?
Where they at?
They're in Boston.
Oh, no, Boston. They're closing out.
Yeah, I think they're going to close out, too. But I think Paolo will play good. And then the Nuggets and Clippers, somebody's going to win by 1 point, and it's going to be a great game. Problem is, it's not going to end until 1 o'clock in the morning.
Give me the Clippers.
Okay, yeah, me too. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo after this. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. That's a good reminder, Bo. Thank you.
Yes.
gone too long.
Yeah, man.
Since the news has been announced without mentioning it on this show.
And we should have mentioned it yesterday.
Should have mentioned it yesterday. Yeah. We got too distracted. I don't know. There's so much going on. Sorry. My apologies. Outkast is going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah, man.
Deservedly so. First ballot.
Hell yeah.
I think. I assume.
I don't know if they have ballots.
I don't know how that works, but they're going in where they belong. Right there, right there in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which is very exciting. They'll be inducted in November. I can't be the only one that thought this, but I will share one of my initial reactions was, I wonder if they'll perform. Like, I wonder if they'll both be there and perform. That'd be really fun to see. I hope that they do.
Oh, man, it would be great. If they did do that, oh, I love it. I love
hope
it.
That they do.
Am I crazy to think that I already thought they were in?
I don't know. I don't, again, it's not
every
like,
time somebody comes up for it, I'm like, oh, they're not in yet?
Yeah, I don't know what the criteria is or how it works, or I guess I don't follow the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame all that closely, really, is probably what I'm saying. So I don't know. Like we do with the Sports Hall of Fame,
right.
It's obviously a bigger deal and something
pretty
that we
sure
talk
it's
more
25
about.
Years from your first album release.
25 years,
okay.
But all I think it's been more than that for Outkast.
It has.
It's still kind of confusing.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. That's like it's more than 30 years.
It don't matter because you know what, Andy?
So then they weren't first ballot then. What are we doing?
They
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I'm protesting.
Well, that doesn't mean they were on the ballot, even though they were eligible.
I just,
so it is a weird process.
They're in,
with a lot of
deservedly
these,
so. Yes. The great thing about it is it just gives people an excuse right now with the announcement and then throughout the process between now and then when they go in November to reminisce
celebrate them
and maybe go back and listen to some stuff, you know? I heard them on the morning shift this morning. They were doing, I don't know if they were like ranking their favorite songs or what the best ones were in their opinion or whatever. Everyone's got their thoughts on it. Fine. There's a lot of great songs to choose from, so not going to say anybody's right or wrong, but that's a great thing to do too. What I would do is, if you really have the time, just go back, start at the beginning and listen song for song, every single album, because they're all great.
Yes. I would do that.
Except Mamacita on
are you crazy?
On Aquemini.
You're crazy.
Mamacita's not my favorite.
You're
other than
crazy.
That, really great.
You're crazy. That's Mamacita be jamming.
Mamacita's all right.
Yeah, I be jamming, man. What you talking about?
It's the only one where I'm like, what are we doing here?
All really?
Right, you're good. It's fine. It's fine.
Mamacita be jamming. But I got a question for you, Buck, because you're more in line with people on the A4 than I am. You think I get them sweet tickets? Kai just texts me what she wants for graduation, and she wants Beyonce tickets. Now, Daddy can, Daddy can swing the tickets, but if I don't have to, you think that, because, like, again, you more friendlier with them than I am. You think I get the sweet tickets?
When is it?
I'm asking
how much time do we have?
She sent them to me. Beyonce will be here July 10th.
So not that much time.
She's at the Benz, right? Not State Farm?
Benz, yeah.
I would think so. Yeah,
Benz.
Yeah.
We got a suite there, don't we?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, we don't? Oh. Okay.
We don't have a suite? We don't have a suite?
I guess not.
I think the Benz is for Falcons only.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
We got the suite at State Farm for all the events.
Oh.
I'm going to try and get UFC tickets to State Farm Arena.
Oh.
The UFC is to Abe as Beyonce is to Randy's daughter.
Yeah. Okay. So
I'm going to still try to be positive and say
the tickets ain't bad.
You should
at
ask.
All. They're not as bad as the ones last time she was here.
I know I'm not getting a Pearl Jam.
Yeah. Why?
I guess we can't. Don't have space for old bunk. Don't
get
have
out.
Space for old bunk. Yeah.
Where are they at?
State Farm.
They are State Farm. So I thought. Hold on. Well,
that's fine. I don't really care.
Yeah, you do.
Not really.
Okay.
I don't really care that much. It was going to be one of those things where like, oh, that'd be cool to see. But yeah, I sent a text, and they were like, nah, we didn't ask early enough or something like that.
Whatever. So. You want me to – no, I ain't going to call out people down there.
No, I don't.
They probably don't even like him. It's probably taking some clients.
Yeah, maybe. But you know what? There's probably clients that like Pearl Jam more than me. I'm fine with them. Like, I'm proud of them because they came out of Seattle, you know? Mm. I think they're doing some good work.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm not, like, a huge fan of their music.
Stop minimizing the fact that you want to go. I'm not a huge fan of them, though.
I'm not.
Don't even do that. We need to make a bigger deal than this. There is a seat for Andy Bucker in that damn suite.
Nah, there's things we can make a big deal at. I'm a real
prioritizing of big deals.
Well, yeah, I'm a pick my battles guy.
Yes.
I'm a big pick my battles guy, and this is not. Like, it's fine. If they had it, it would have been cool. I'd say I would go see Pearl Jam, and I could say that. Now I won't be able to say that, and that's okay. Like, I'm gonna live on. It'll be fine. Let's get to the back page with Bo. Brought to you by Solomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their three locations or shop online at SolomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Solomon Brothers. Hello, Bo.
Congratulations one more time to Outkast, who does make the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Other bands and or music acts getting in. Soundgarden, also from the Seattle
also
area.
Also a Seattle group.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
So this may already be in the works, but not only do we need at least a song from Outkast, maybe even you can have, you know, Three Stacks on a TV screen or something so they can sing together. But it'll be a huge travesty if they don't get the remaining members of Soundgarden
right.
and get Chris Cornell's daughter, Lily,
uh-huh.
who is a fantastic singer, to do a couple songs with them. That would be fantastic.
I bet they will. I bet they will. That'll
Chubby
be a really
Checker.
Emotional thing.
Chubby Checker also getting in.
Not first ballot, I don't think.
Probably not. So does Cyndi Lauper.
Oh, okay.
Girls, you want to have now, fun.
And the White Stripes.
We
I saw they're getting
White Stripes. Now, yeah. see, this is what's weird, all right? There's definitely multiple ballots because there are several bands on here that did not get in that I would have thought should have been in a long time ago.
Okay.
Billy Idol not getting in.
Huh.
I don't guess he got enough votes. Oasis, okay, that's fine. I can see maybe they were. Mariah Carey.
Really?
Huh.
You said 25 years after the first one?
Oh, we're way past that.
Stacks of hits.
I mean, Vision of Love.
Christmas that month.
35 years, I would think.
Man, that was the first. I remember my mama bought the laser disc player. And that was like the on repeat. Vision of Love. Vision of Love got me through plenty of ass whooping.
Yeah, so I think it's 25 years from the first release when you're eligible, but that doesn't necessarily mean you'll be nominated or get in.
Okay.
So,
huh.
But yeah.
Is Mariah Carey like the Andrew Jones of the Hall of Fame?
Maybe.
Like she started out hot and then her the back end of her career has
Do you think they vote like between Christmas and New Year's and people are just tired
of it? Tired of that damn song.
Could be. That could be it. That could be. But also like that song alone, you would think, it's so popular still. You think that song alone would get somebody into the Hall of Fame?
You would think. Oh my god.
Chubby Checker is I mean
He's one of the inventors of rock and roll.
Is he the best one hit wonder ever?
Is he a one-hit wonder?
Is he?
Twist? No, because he had Twist and Twist Again.
He had multiple Twists.
There was a sequel.
He had Twist. That's he had the, thing,
the
right? remix to the Twist.
Vocal sequel.
That's right.
He's the first remixer.
Other remixes to the Twist.
Which, by the way, Chubby Checker still kicking.
Is he?
Yeah, 83 years old.
I'm glad. We interviewed him a couple of years ago in Cleveland. Hilarious.
You know, we will off somebody real quick.
Still twisting. Yeah, who did I accidentally kill? LeVar Burton or something like that?
Yeah, we killed LeVar Burton. We did kill James Amos.
My bad.
I mean, yeah.
My bad.
So, speaking of people that are good at stuff, ordained ministers came up a lot at Randy's party the other night.
Well, me and Randy are both ordained.
Yeah, because there were several ordained ministers at the party, which is amazing that we're surrounded by so many people that could put us in the ground if need had to be,
mm-hmm.
or get us married.
Yeah.
I don't know if this person is an ordained minister, but he definitely gave a sermon in a church in Las Vegas. I'm going to play this one for you so y'all can hear it and react. Here's Derek Carr while making a sermon at a church in Las Vegas over the weekend.
Yes, I have a shoulder injury, despite what ESPN says, and what some lady on a podcast might think. Okay, I have an MRI report to prove it. The team knows about it. We've been in constant communication. There's nothing wrong. We're figuring it out, and we're going to go forward with that. Is that okay? And I've been dealing with this, and I've been dealing with people lying about me. I've been dealing with them saying this and that. And I'm like, Lord, why do I have to continue to deal with this nonsense?
Strange way to kind of work that and take some jabs and while you're making a sermon, right? I mean,
did he say loud? Why? Oh, no, I'm sorry. Lord,
he did
why?
Say, Lord, why am I having to deal with all these people lying about me? That's part of his sermon is how you have to deal with people that are saying bad stuff about you.
If you don't grow your ass up.
Kind of what I was thinking.
I need Jameis being delivered from pick sixes. That's the quarterback sermon I need.
You don't grow up. You know, you're a professional athlete. That's what kind of, it sucks, but that's what comes to the territory, bro.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm just praying for the Lord to deliver me from pick sixes.
That's
Dude,
what we need.
That's still the greatest line that's ever been told.
It really is.
And then I want the delivery of pick sixes. I mean, there are some things, and you know, and we've all done it, so I ain't the only heathen in this world. Like, again, I'm going to be in line, but I'm going to be all the way in the back, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But
you're not a first ballot Pearly Gates guy.
No. I'm
we've
be
established
all,
this.
Yeah, I'm going to be all the way in the back. But we all have, like, when something you want, you pray for, like, man, Lord, please let him miss this shot. We've all done it. I'm not the only one.
Yeah, of course.
Okay?
Of course.
All right.
But, like, that's not, is that, you know. Those are kind of fake prayers, right? They were not like really.
I like how Jameis isn't asking for too much.
Right.
He doesn't say all interceptions.
Just, yeah, pick six.
Just the pick six.
And I don't think he's thrown one since then. So I think his prayers have been answered thus far.
He threw enough to run the benches as, though.
Yeah, they did.
Speaking of wise Saints, quick shout out to Arthur Trish real fast, who was listening yesterday, and he sent me the information about Huck's wife versus his girlfriend. So shout out to AT.
Arthur Trish.
My
AT.
Man.
My first mentor in the radio.
One
business.
Of the all-time legends.
Yes.
He came to my birthday party, and we were all pretty drunk on the porch at that point, and he walked up the driveway, and there's a lot of people that were there from out of town, whatever, and we all like stood up, started cheering for him, and they're like, yes. Who is that guy? Is that guy famous? That guy? Like, this is our buddy. Like, is that some famous person who showed up? Famous to me.
Yeah.
Famous to us.
So shout out AT. From holy to not so holy. So Bills general manager Brandon Bean goes on a local Buffalo radio station, the Jeremy and Joe show. Just lets loose on fans who are just unhappy about wide receiver room and their draft picks love late.
Well, you guys were in 2018 about Josh Allen. You guys wanted Josh Rosen, and now you guys are that we don't have a receiver.
Yep.
I don't get it. Like,
you get it.
Just hold on, let me talk. Scored 30 points in a row for 8 straight games. A year ago, I get you guys asking why we didn't have receivers, but I don't understand it now. You just saw us lead the league in points when you add all the postseason. No one scored more points.
He's absolutely correct.
Of course
I love it.
Of course he is.
And I love it. Because I told you, I saw the video before the draft and how the Buffalo Bills fans, some of those fans, acted when Roger Goodell said Josh Allen. Oh, boo. I was like, are you serious?
Yep.
Like, that's why I told you, them folks don't need to, they should get their fan card revoked.
what does he think they're going to do, though? Like, these are people that jump through flaming tables.
That's
in
true.
Sub-zero temps. Are they going to stop being crazy because you scored some points? Like, I think it's fine. Like, they can say what they want, and you can keep being the GM, and everybody will keep doing their job.
This one's really short on. This is why we are here, people.
Our job is to score points
and
win games. Where do we need to get better? Defense. We did that. So I get it. You got to have a show. You got to have something to about. But about wide receiver is one of the dumbest arguments I've heard.
Damn. Okay.
See that?
Right. No.
Okay. He's talking to Jeremy and Joe at that point.
No, only a woman can have you that mad.
Yeah,
what happened? Him and his wife got into an argument for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, only your woman can make you lose your composure on the radio.
Especially when you've been doing so well.
Exactly.
Like,
dog. Wait, he forgot something and she let him have it.
Yeah, did he forget her birthday or something?
Something like that. And she let him have it. You know that damn silent treatment that the end of every question is nothing? Yeah.
All right, I'm going to take it out on Jeremy and Joe. They better not ask me about any wide receivers.
Baby, what's wrong?
Freak out.
Baby, what's wrong? Nothing. You sure?
Nothing. And then the other worst one is whatever you want.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. This will be a long damn weekend.
Okay. Yep. All right. Whatever I want. Cool. Mm-hmm. Sounds good. All right. Okay. We'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.